Before the show begins, we have an important update. Hours before we published this episode, we got word that Donut Bar is now closing. It's being replaced by another donut shop. We're following the details on this, and we'll catch you up in our Friday news roundup. But for now, enjoy the show. Just know that the donut bar discussed in this episode is no more.
Tomorrow is National Donut Day. So today on CityCast Las Vegas, it's time for a good old-fashioned donut throwdown. I'm sitting here with my co-host Vogue Robinson and our lead producer Sonia Cho Swanson, and each of us is bringing one of the Valley's donut heavy hitters to the table, like a whole box from each. We are about to eat so many donuts, y'all, but only one can win. It's Thursday, June 1st. I'm David Figler, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey.
And hey there, Vogue.
Hey, 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 hey.
We are all in the same room, and this room is filled with donuts. All right, first off, I got to acknowledge, we did leave out what are probably many of our listeners' favorite donut shops. Picking a favorite donut is as hard as picking a favorite child or your favorite parent or your best friend, but we did narrow it down. So, Sonia, why don't you tell everyone how we did it?
Yeah, so our producer Layla and I had to sit down and narrow it down because too many donuts is just not going to work in the space of a 20-minute podcast. So the first thing we did was think about who are the actual, like, locally owned heavy hitters. And there were still a lot of those. And then we were like, okay, let's think about the spaces. I mean, you can have feelings one way or another about Yelp, but we did narrow it down to those that had over 4 stars. So not just 4 stars, but like 4.2, 4.5, and had more than 300 reviews on Yelp.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right. So then we got like around like 6 or so, and we ended up leaving out 3 that I want to give shout outs to: D's Donuts, Glaze, and Friendly's. So shout outs to them. People apparently love them, but they were just a little too far for us today.
They're probably delicious, though. We'll try them one day.
Yes, we will.
And we exclude some others for other reasons, donuts that we don't necessarily want to talk about or that we maybe don't enjoy. But hey, guys, what makes a good donut in your opinion?
Same.
Right. I actually love just a regular plain glazed donut. I feel like the same way I feel about fries is how I feel about donuts. Like, I shouldn't like to add anything to it. So if it's just right and it squishes like perfectly in your hands, I don't know. It's if it doesn't make a mess, it doesn't belong in your face.
Yes.
So there should be some kind of crinkliness with the icing as well. So I'm not super complex about that. And then I also love like a good thick cakey plain donut because I just like the texture of it. And I don't know, it's cake for breakfast. Isn't that magical?
Right. What'd she leave out, Sonia?
Oh, no, I wholeheartedly agree with Vogue. My favorites are the old fashions that have like a little bit of the crisp edge and then that soft, cakey, dense interior. But you know what? A good yeasty, puffy, light donut is good. The thing I cannot stand is when donuts are too dry. Like that to me is like a donut crime. Like that today on CityCast Las Vegas, donut crimes. But to me also, I want to point out, to me, a good donut shop will actually be open early in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, because a good donut shop has to be like for the working people. It's for the people who are getting up early on their way to work, getting at the office. They don't want to spend a lot of money on a breakfast. You know, maybe they're kind of rushed because they have a family they're taking care of, dropping kids off at school, whatever. So that's my hot take on a donut shop. I don't know, David, what about you? What makes a good donut and or donut shop?
Well, I think a good donut shop is the same as a good coffee shop. As you walk in, you feel comfortable. You recognize the person behind the counter. If there is a recommend, you trust them. A lot of the places that we pick do out there experiment sometimes, but they also have a nice stable rotating cast of donuts. And it's nice to be able to navigate that with somebody who, you know, is engaging and who wants your business. And a nice clean place, of course, for a donut shop. So
hey, let's get to these donuts. They are not going to eat themselves. I'm just looking at them. And they're begging to be eaten.
I'm so hungry, you guys.
They're not like M&Ms.
Right? All right. So, Vogue, yes. Tell us about our first contender, Donut Bar. All right.
First up to the plate, we have Donut Bar. They are located downtown on 6th and Carson. They have a very distinctively like that pink icing-y and like all the sprinkles like vibe on it. So it's giving Homer Simpson for sure. Like I walked in and I went to be like, dough. So yeah, they're relatively new. They're owned by some brothers, Joe and Jeff Thomas. Jeff is the chef. They're originally from the Chaldean community in Detroit. And the space really blew up as a result of influencers and a couple of stars walking in. Steve Harvey, Ellen DeGeneres, and Ryan Seacrest all came in and talked about their Pop-Tart donut.
What?
Yeah. But they make 1,000 donuts a day. And it's so funny. We were talking about reservations previously. And I'm like, you have to basically get a reservation for this donut spot, too.
Okay. Exclusive donuts.
Well, they always, when they're out of donuts, they very dramatically in like soap on the windows, sold out. And I've been noticing that time has gotten a little later and later and later. And I've got qualms about that because I think it's like, if you're selling out that early, just make more donuts.
I mean, they're never going to, you know, they'll never be wasteful. And so I get it. But it did suck for, especially for today, where it was like, it's 9:30 and you're out of like a lot of so many of the donuts that I wanted. So that was kind of disappointing. I walked in and immediately noticed like across the ceilings, there was like a banner of like dripping icing. And so like that was really cute. But it didn't give me the Willy Wonka magic that I really wanted, which was to walk in and kind of just have the full whiff and like, world of your imagination. Like it didn't hit in that same way. But the person who provided me with service was really nice. She gave me great recommendations. And so let's eat, you guys.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to jump in. Which one are we going to get from Donut Bar first?
Donut Bar. So, I mean, I think I feel like we should start with the creme brulee, honestly.
So describe the donut we're about to ASMR.
What is this? I'm sorry, I'm eating already. What is the creme brulee?
Definitely keeping that in. So the creme brulee actually had like that shiny, that burnt sugar on top. And it basically like you know, kind of glass-like sugar situation. And then it has the creamy gooey inside as well. So it was fun to do the like knife tap, tink, 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 crack into this donut. So you guys will tell me what you think about it.
I'm still smacking. It's very, almost like a bitter from that burnt sugar on the top. But I think by design, very interesting against the sweet.
I'm actually, the fact that it stuck to the top of my mouth and like in corners of my teeth, not my favorite thing. Like I ate it and now I feel deep regret about putting that in my mouth.
I mean, none of these are wasted calories, but there's so many options here. I don't know that creme brulee is my go-to.
Well, let's try this chocolate cake one. Has little chocolate sprinkles on it.
That immediately is so much better to me. It's a streamlined chocolat.
You know what it is? It's a cocoa flavor to me. This is a cocoa.
All right. Well, that's our donut bar. Anyone else have final thoughts about this selection of donuts from there?
I do want to just share like little other fun facts about them, because on the weekends you can get a grilled cheese, you can get a French toast donut, which I find super interesting.
French toast donut.
Wow.
I mean.
And they apparently have strawberry milk on tap. So strawberry and chocolate milk. So I think they're trying to cater to that kid at heartness, or you can actually bring your kids in and get those good things. So I love that. Like conceptually, they're beautiful. That's what I'll say.
All right. Well, Sonia, who's next up in the donut Olympic?
Oh, yes.
Time trial?
Plural?
Yes. This is where we're at. Okay. I'm bringing Ronald's Donuts to the table. That's over in Chinatown on Spring Mountain and Decatur. It's actually one of the oldest still running donut shops in the valley.
That's cool.
They just celebrated.
As long as I can remember, it's been there.
Right? Yeah. They just celebrated their 50th anniversary, y'all.
What?
1973 is what they say is their start date on their t-shirts and stuff. They're actually owned by a Cambodian family, Jenny and Henry Krang. And their family bought the donut shop from some American guy back in the early 70s after they came to the U.S. as refugees. So, and in fact, they're not the only ones because, as I'm sure many of you know, a bunch of donut shops in America are owned by Cambodians.
Huh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
So yeah, actually at one point in the 90s, apparently 80% of the donut shops in California were owned by Cambodians. And this actually comes about because of this thing that social scientists call ethnic economies. You guys, mm-hmm. you know, like for example, Korean owned laundromats, right? Vietnamese owned nail shops.
Nail shops. Yeah,
exactly. And the idea behind that is when immigrants come to this country, they don't have the same kind of economic or social capital that a lot of Americans do who lived here for longer. They don't have credit scores. They don't have, you know, bank accounts they've been putting into for decades, right?
Sometimes the education doesn't even transfer over. So you could have been a doctor in the place where you're from, but you'll have to go through the entire education system in the States to be recognized and to be able to practice.
Exactly, exactly. So when you have ethnic communities that are doing one kind of business, they confront the money for each other and they can teach each other the kind of business know-how and ins and outs. And that's how Cambodians came to kind of corner the donut space. But when you walk in, it's very clear that this is like a Cambodian-owned ethnic donut shop because they have like a Buddhist shrine inside the shop. They've got like good luck kind of red and gold Chinese symbols up in the shop as well. And they're actually also known as being a hotspot for vegans because they have a ton of vegan options. In fact, the top two rows of their donut shelves are all vegan donuts. So we're going to have some vegan donuts and I'm going to ask if you can actually tell which ones are vegan or not.
But Ronald's is on a lot of people's short list just because it's durable. I mean, it's been around for so long now.
Right.
And it is, I would think in most people's minds, the Las Vegas donut shop, if you will, just because it has been around as long as it has.
Totally. I think we're going to go with the glazed. Okay. I think we're going classic glazed here.
So that's like a fry bread with air injected into it. Also tasty, a little on the sweet side.
That was great. That just fulfilled my donut needs.
Let's do it. Wait, how do you feel about coconut?
Okay, all so right. This one is more cakey.
Ooh, this one is way more coconut forward than I thought it would be.
Yeah.
It's a little on the dry side for me.
I thought that. I was like, this is not so new cake, baby.
And I like coconut a lot.
Last bite, apple fritter.
Not my favorite fritter.
I have to say, I really like this apple fritter. It's got tons of apple. It's got lots of those crispy, knobbly bits on the outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it tastes like a magical apple fritter with some good, solid apple forwardness.
So here's something kind of interesting about Ronald's Donuts, and it shouldn't be a surprise since they've been around so long. They don't mess with credit cards.
You know, in fact, you can buy t-shirts at Ronald's that say cash only in big red letters.
What?
As like, it's like kind of like a riff off their sign that they have up on their wall. It's like there. I guess they've decided to like just own it, you know?
Sure.
Oh, so do you want to know which ones were vegan that we just ate?
Oh, I think we should guess.
You want to guess?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to pull up my
you guess first?
Oh, crap. I think that probably this coconut one was vegan and maybe the lemon one. Those would be the two that I think.
I absolutely would not believe that the lemon one is vegan, but I'm with you on that coconut. I think the coconut one is vegan.
And the coconut one is not vegan.
Oh.
In fact, the glazed and the apple fritter were vegan.
Got it.
What?
Yeah.
Well, clearly we've established our donut credentials by being 100% wrong.
No, I thought the lemon one was vegan.
That's
Don't
true.
Pay me out.
Only
75%
wrong.
Proper F. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move on to our last donut.
David, what you got for us?
And this is the one I brought in because as a downtowner for so long, there has been a little spot over in what's now known as the Medical District. And it used to be called Real Donuts. And that goes back to 1991. They've been at that location. So I guess around 2008 was taken over by the Solaris family. And so Alejandro Solaris was the kind of patriarch of the donut family. And I think he was working at Real Donuts. And after he was there for a couple of years, he bought the shop. So he's been kind of helming it with his family and his daughter worked in the donut shop. I love that it's a family affair. He retired not terribly long ago and she took it over, branded with a new name. And it's called Poppy's Donuts now. According to accounts in the media, Tanya renamed it Poppy's for two reasons. One, there are other real donuts in town and they wanted to rebrand and she named it after her dad, Alejandro. So it's a tribute to Poppy. So Aww. Poppy's Donuts now. And it's fun. You go in there, they're really nice. They take care of you. You run into neighbors there, at least I do. They stock their shelves with old fashions and coolers and all the bars, but they've also been experimenting with some new stuff lately. And I think it might be time to just dig in on some Popeyes.
Let's do it.
Donut time. What are we eating first, David?
So there's a chocolate donut in there that is also filled. And we all have our feelings about filled donuts. So let's try that one first.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a nice squish. That's a really nice squish.
What do you think about that, Vogue?
There's too many things going on. My mouth is confused because I got all the filled parts like hit my tongue first. And then I got some of like just the actual donut flavor itself, because the donut's just kind of regular straightforward donut. And then once the chocolate flavor hit in. So like it's doing interesting things for like depth of flavor, but I'm confused. Like I wouldn't know what to title this.
I will say that I think the filled donut from Donut Bar had the balance a little better because they brought down the sugar on their cream filling because they knew they had the sugary glaze on top. So I feel like with this donut, they should have even brought down the sugar level in either the icing or the filling.
Yeah, I can see the icing makes sense, but the filling to me is pitch perfect.
It's a good filling.
Yeah. All right, let's switch gears to the glazed. Oh, yeah. And I just love their glazed donuts.
Wow.
So this is an excellent glazed donut from Poppy's. Mm-hmm. Everything in there is balanced. So Vogue, what'd you make of that glazed donut?
It's good. It's definitely like has a little bit of thickness to it. Like it has its own like flavor / aftertaste where I'm like, I'm wondering what else do they put in their dough? It could just be like mouth overload from eating so many donuts.
Well, the last bite for the Poppies, there's a little chocolate donut in there, chocolate cake donut with chocolate icing on top.
This is nice. It definitely got more of a dark chocolate flavor than the donut bar had, which compared to donut bar, which had more of like that cocoa.
Yes.
Kind of like, yeah, like flavor.
So we've tasted all the donuts now. How do they stack up against each other?
Hard. This is hard. All right. So let's just think. Okay. If I was going to bring a box of donuts into the office, like on a Friday morning.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yes.
That's very Sonia of you.
You know what? I think I would probably go with, if no one in the office was vegan, I would probably go with a Poppy's. I think I'm getting like the right balance of like crowd pleaser there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like it's just solid texture, solid flavors. If I was just choosing for myself, I think I might go with Donut Bar because then I could kind of pick out what's special just for me. And then I think if I was going to a spot that had an office that had some vegan friends, I'd definitely go with Ronald's because then you got your vegan options that are solid, really good, light, airy texture. Yeah, that's what I'm going with, I think. They all get an award.
Every donut gets a car. What do you think? What do you think, folks?
I think Poppy's is like that. It has the most like straightforwardness and I probably like the best reliability for what I would need for the day. Like if I wanted to go in and make sure I got what everybody wanted.
Yeah.
I feel like Poppy's is the most reliable. On the other side of it, points to Ronald's for having vegan options because I do have a good number of vegan friends. But I think if I was on my way somewhere trying to get there quickly, the cash only option would be a setback. Like I feel it for business, but it would slow down my process of grabbing donuts, going into the office. Things are cool and fast and quick and easy. And then Donut Bar, I think it would be fun probably on a weekend when it's buzzing and probably a fun place to take kids because of the decor. And so, yeah, like each place has its own special things. And Ronald's was my favorite glazed. So I'll be back up over there. I'll see y'all in the streets.
Same. Ronald's my favorite glazed as well.
So David, I know you hate picking your favorites, but give us the highlight reel. What are you loving? What do you hate?
Well, I brought Poppy's for a reason. I believe that people who just love a donut and love supporting a local donut business over one of the big chains, especially national chains, Poppy's is the way to go. It makes sense. It's now multi-generational. Their recipes are solid and it's really delicious. Now, I'm going to add a third category. If I want the people in my office on Friday to be like, what the F is that? Donut Bar has those options available. Harder to share just because they're so big, but they definitely look the part of something out there, crazy, unique. And that could be fun for the office too.
Did we have a clear winner? Is there a clear winner?
I think it's Poppy's, y'all.
I think it's Poppy's. I think if we're choosing one, and we say this under advisement because the other two are also excellent, if it's what we're bringing to the office, yeah, I think it's Poppy's.
Yeah, it's right there, right off of Charleston. Easy in, easy out. I guess the throwdown winner for this round, Poppy's Donuts.
Yay!
That was so much fun doing a throwdown. I love all parts of it. Sonia, Vogue, thanks for participating. Looking forward to the next one.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, David.
And before you go, a few tasty morsels from the news. On the campaign trail, Governor Lombardo said he'd repeal protections for out-of-state abortion seekers, though he later took it back. This week, he went ahead and signed a bill that protects abortion patients in Nevada no matter where they live. He also okayed a bill increasing potential prison sentences for people who threaten or harass election workers. Also, to conserve water, Henderson is closing grassy areas of several parks for much of the summer while it replaces the old thirsty turf with less water-intensive Bermuda grass. Every square foot replaced will save 22 gallons a year, an official says. Still, some residents wonder why it wasn't done during the colder months. Lastly, don't forget to take that listener survey. It's over at citycast.fm/survey. It'll help us out so much, and you could win that $250 Visa gift card. That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. Hey, special thanks to friends of the pod, Graham, Amber, and Lil Bendito for hosting us today in their beautiful conference room at the Auric in Symphony Park. Y'all rock. Also, thank you for helping us eat so many donuts. Sugar Rush. If you enjoyed the show, go subscribe to our morning newsletter. We've got donut photos in today's newsletter, too. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Take care.
I think they actually give your kid a free donut on the weekends, right? Aww. If you bring your kid in on the weekend, you'll get like
As a trade? Like they keep your kid and you get the donut? That sounds solid.
That's off the That's a great the business kitchen model. With child labor. Right. Sorry, we got to cut that. Okay.
Oh, goodness gracious.